What's up? It's Justin, your afternoon guy here on 101.7 The Beach. Here in studio with Julianne Penzabun, she is the director of the Arts Academy at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. I personally cannot believe it's been an entire year since we last sat down and talked about the summer camps coming up.
I don't know where the months go.
Neither do I.
I don't.
Neither do I, but here we are again. We're heading toward the summer. It's nice outside.
Beautiful.
Summer camps are coming back, and it looks like you've got, on top of this, really nice poster.
I know.
You've got super stylish, super modern, super cool. You've got a ton of things on that poster coming up.
We have a ton of things. I look at it, and every year I'm a little overwhelmed. Like, are we really doing this much? And and every year we do it. And
yeah.
And it's great. Fantastic. You know, we anticipate we'll have about 300 campers
wow.
in total. Yeah. Who will come through the summer. And what's really cool about our program is that it's week to week.
Okay.
So people don't have to commit to the whole summer. You can just sort of pick and choose, see which weeks work for you. And I love it just as a person who works there because it's like Monday you meet 60 new kids.
Wow.
And they put on a show in a week.
Wow.
Yeah. And so like every week of the summer has that exciting, you know, build up and then the show at the end of the week. So you feel like you're constantly working towards something. It's like a lot of payoff in a little
something
time.
Something fresh and something new.
Yeah.
And it's cool for the kids too, because I mean, this could be my bias, but I feel like kids that in general are artistic and would be involved in this also do a lot of other things. They do sports, they do this, they do that.
You are so right.
So for them to, they may want to commit to 6 or 8 weeks of something,
mm-hmm.
but to have the flexibility to pick one or pick three.
And then go do lacrosse camp and go do, it's great. It gives so much flexibility. And the other thing that I love about it is, you know, we'll engage a lot of local kids.
Right.
And being in West Hampton Beach, we pull a lot from the West and we pull a lot from the East. We'll have kids that come, you know, all the way from Southampton and Sag Harbor. But then we also have a great influx of kids who come from the city and come from Connecticut. So it's really this great, I find that the arts are the great leveler. It's like everybody has that in common when they come. It doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. You're all sort of working together and celebrating one another. It's the power of the arts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
WHBPAC.org, right?
Yes.
Now, how do we get connected directly with you? How do we get connected with the Arts Academy for the
Yes. So Marissa Russo, who's my colleague, she is the most incredible person in the world, and she is really our registrar. So you can call her, 631-288-2350. She's extension 112. I'm happy to talk to you always. 114 is my extension. And then everything's listed on the website, and you can register completely online and do all the paperwork, everything in one fell swoop at whbpac.org.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Sure. So we really do have camps for every age. We're really excited because this year we're starting younger than ever. So if you're 5 years old, we have a new program called Practically Perfect Players. It's a 4-day program. It's each day 9 to 12, so it's just a half day, and it's just for 5 and 6 year olds, and it's inspired by the incredible Mary Poppins. That movie just captured my imagination this year. And I mean, I loved it as a kid and I love it now. But it's going to be sort of, it's going to follow Mary Poppins' adventures over the 4 days. And so
how cute.
How cute, right? So it's going to be a little bit of a little bit of visual art, a little bit of creative dramatics and theater, and then some musical work. But every day we're going to transform our space to be like a wonderland, whether it's 19th century London or whether it's, you know, one of Mary Poppins' other adventures.
I wish I were 6 years old and could do that.
Can
you imagine?
Me too. I'm so excited about it. And then we have our musical theater camps, and we have 3 of those that follow the same format. So the first one's July 8th through the 12th. Then we have, and that's Robinson Crusoe. Then we have Pinocchio July 22nd to the 26th and Snow White August 12th to the 16th. And these are for kids ages 6 to 14. And that might seem like a wide age range, but truthfully, they're sort of in groups according to their age.
Huh.
And they work with directors from Missoula Children's Theater. And they put on the show. And then when the kids aren't rehearsing, because everyone doesn't rehearse all at once, they're with our teaching artists, taking classes in improv and acting and movement and music. And so it's a real full camp day. And then the show all comes together, you know, starting around Thursday. And then by Friday night, they perform on our stage. There's costumes, there's sets. It's like a production.
Yeah.
So cool. And that program is really, I recommend that for kids who've never done theater before. It's like a great first step.
That was my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember being a kid and being kind of interested in certain things and then wondering like, man, I've never done this before.
Right.
Am I going to look stupid?
Right.
Like these other people look like,
what they're doing. And like
Oscar winning, Tony winning, 13-year-olds, and here I am.
Totally. And I know that fear was real for me as a kid too. And so these programs are great because nobody's coming in with a headshot and a monologue. We do an audition on stage. Everyone's on stage in a circle. It's a group audition. It's really fun, and everybody gets a part. So there's no fear of rejection. And you know, kids who come in really shy on the first day are so excited and proud of themselves by the end of it. So it's a great program for kids who've never done it before, and for kids who love theater and have done it before. It's a great program for everybody. And then for our kids who maybe are a little more, you know, in it to win it,
right.
Eyes on the prize.
Headshots.
Yeah, headshots.
The headshot crowd.
We have Camp Broadway, and that's a Broadway boot camp for ages 10 and up. It's a program that comes to us from the city. It's all Broadway professionals, like people who are really working on Broadway, and they come. And the show this year is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Hey.
Yeah, which is fun.
Yeah.
And so the kids are going to be working on production numbers from that. They sort of do like an abridged version of the show on the last day of camp. But my favorite part of that camp is on Wednesday. We take everybody into the city on a jitney.
Wow.
And we see a Broadway show.
That's super
cool. And they get a backstage tour. They get to meet actors. And then we have lunch. It is the coolest thing ever. And
that's an awesome experience.
Yeah. And this year, I think we're going to see Prom.
Oh, wow.
Which has gotten really great buzz. And you know, when that show first, when I heard about it, I was like, Prom, what is this?
I know.
And then I read what it's actually about, and it looks hysterical. So we're really excited. And it's nominated for a Tony this year for Best Musical.
I think it snuck up on people.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It came out and no one really said anything.
But like, you hear Prom and you're like, oh, I guess that's like,
a
teen thing or something.
Yeah.
But it's not. So anyway, we're super excited about that. And then we have a program that's just for tweens. So it's just for ages 9 to 11. And it's a theater program. It's a 4-day program. They put on a play during the week. It's called Cirque du Sabotage. And we actually, our staff wrote the play. Mm-hmm. And so there's a part, again, for everybody. Everyone gets a script. Everyone has a character that they play that's totally unique. And they put on a play in just 4 days.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's an expedited script. It's tech week. It's tech day.
It's tech day.
It's like
tech afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's incredible. We have so much fun with that program. And then our ballet camp, which is running, at this point, 15 years strong.
Wow.
We do that with Christiana Batanti of Conic Ballet Theater. She's amazing. And that's for children 5 all the way to 17. They take ballet class. And they work on original ballet, in this case, Alice in Wonderland, and they put it on Friday night, and it's tremendous. I mean, their costumes are gorgeous, and everybody gets to keep their costumes.
Really?
Really fun.
That's awesome.
Really, really cool. But
get to show your grandkids when you were in Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly. Yeah, they make for great dress-ups and Halloween costumes, too.
That's right. Be smart about this.
Be smart. Economical.
Right? You got your Halloween costume all set up.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it done this summer.
That's right. And then last but not least, we have master classes, and this is for ages 13 to 17. Again, for kids who are really serious about theater, musical theater. So they take a class in theater. You can take a class in singing. You can take a class in improvisation. We cover everything, auditioning. And these are taught by Broadway professionals that we contract with to come out. And Marissa's working on securing them now, but she let it leak to me that it's going to include cast members of Hamilton, cast members from Come From Away. So they're going to be spectacular.
Some name brands there.
Name brands.
Yes.
And you can do one class. Like if you're into acting, you can just do the acting class. If you're not into singing, and if you're a triple threat and want to act, sing, dance, audition.
Real headshot crowd.
Yes, you can do all 4 classes and you get a little discount for doing all 4.
This is so awesome. Summer camps, when does it kick off?
We start July 8th, but I will tell you, Snow White is almost sold out already.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
that's all the way in August.
Exactly. So they are filling up fast, so I would advise anybody who's thinking about it to give us a call or go online, check it out, but sign up now.
Don't waste any time.
Yeah.
WHBPAC.org, right? Is there any phone numbers you want me to give? I have the phone number. 288-2350, extension 112.
Yes. And the last thing I'll say, really, really important, we do provide scholarships. And
really?
I know. And some people, sometimes people can be, you know, feel a little weird about reaching out. You know, we encourage scholarship students. We want to serve scholarship students. We are a not-for-profit that serves the community. That's super important to us. So if you're listening and you know a deserving kid who you think would get a lot out of this but might not be able to afford it, please send them our way. Just give us a call. We make the process really easy, and that's a real priority for us this year.
Absolutely, because you think some of the biggest stars, and not all of them came from a multi-million dollar...
That's right. You know. Oh, gosh, you think like Viola Davis. I always think of her. I mean, she really came from nothing,
but look
what the arts did for her. So yeah, we want to find those kids,
find the talent.
and
everyone in between. This summer starts July 8th. Don't waste time, get yourself some tickets. All camps conclude with a full-scale performance, a big shebang on the main stage at the West Hampton Beach,
and a cast party in our courtyard.
That's big too.
Yeah, lots of music, we give awards, it's a whole thing. It's great.
This sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could be a part of it. I aged out, unfortunately.
I'll make a spot for you, Justin. just come. I'll give you your moment.
Julia Penzabun, director of the Arts Academy, thank you for being here. Thanks for everything, and you and Marissa, everyone, the whole team there, do to create the summer camps and everything in between at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center.